This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The remaining members of what would have been the Trans-Pacific Partnership will meet this weekend in Vietnam to bring this trade deal back from the dead, if they can. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports even without the U.S. in the mix now, there's still a desire to get something done.
Trade ministers from the 11 remaining TPP countries, including Japan, Australia, Singapore, and Vietnam, will be in Hanoi for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Meeting, and they're going to try to hammer out this trade deal. Shihoko Goto is with the Wilson Center's Asia program.
The exciting thing about Hanoi is that this conversation is coming up again.
She says there's momentum to establish rules on things like environmental protection, intellectual property laws, and issues involving financial services, technology, and telecom, something the U.S. has been advocating for years. Services account for 3/4 of the U.S. GDP.
This would be of great interest to the United States down the line should there be a change of heart.
Because this new iteration of the TPP would be an open agreement, the U.S. could eventually join. Wei-Yu Shi teaches political science at the University of California, San Diego. She says, who knows? If the TPP became powerful enough, China might sign on too.
Then China will have to be bound by these terms as well.
China has been reluctant to establish international rules on things like state-owned enterprises and labor laws. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.